Over the last few years, a small number of electric cars have appeared on California streets. Automakers produced them, not because they wanted to, but because California air pollution regulators forced them to. The number of electric cars was supposed to jump tenfold this year, but as we reported last week, those regulators are on the verge of letting car companies build a much smaller number of experimental fuel cell cars instead. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports, a small but vocal group of electric car owners are fighting to keep the vehicles they love passionately on the streets.
At an upscale cafe in Santa Monica, a half dozen electric vehicle or EV drivers have come together to sing the praises of their pollution-free cars.
I drive it every day, everywhere I go, and I go all over the city.
And they're extremely practical. Lori drives her, you've got what, two kids?
My two dogs and my two kids and my husband all fit into this car. We get everywhere we need to go.
I got rid of my gas car in 1994 and haven't looked back.
Those were EV owners Larry Mortoff, Zan Dubin-Scott, Lori David, and Jim Montgomery. Of course, this being near Hollywood, a celebrity soon wanders by and joins the group. Does Julia Louis-Dreyfus of Seinfeld fame also swear by an electric car?
I drive a huge SUV. No, I'm kidding. I just saw this crowd and I thought I'd join. I drive that Honda EV over there. We're in our fourth year. And I feel as if we're all being hoodwinked. I mean, the technology is here. I don't understand why it's being sort of skirted off.
What frustrates these EV owners is that automakers claim there's been no demand in California for electric cars with their limited range and long recharging times. On the contrary, say these EV activists, they claim car companies have deliberately undermarketed EVs, have turned away many eager buyers, and are even now repossessing leased EVs from drivers desperate to hold on to them. Paul Scott, owner of a discontinued electric Toyota RAV4, has one theory about why the car companies don't want to make EVs.
EVs need no parts, need no service. They'll go 10, 15 years, and you won't spend hardly a dime fixing these cars. No smog check, no oil change. You never go to a gas station. You never give a dime of your money to the oil companies or to the Middle East despots.
But Aaron Shostak of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers insists that demand for the cars has been weak. He says car companies have had to heavily subsidize the true cost of EVs in order to sell even a few thousand.
All the electric cars that were sold in California were done so at heavy losses to the auto companies. And the people who are so enthusiastic about these cars should be, because they got them at 80% off of the sticker price. Who wouldn't love getting a luxury car at a subcompact price?
The manufacturing cost would come down, argue EV owners, if companies tried harder to sell more of them.
Then you can see in the readout right there, it tells you how much charge you have and how much more you need.
Paul Scott plugs his RAV4 into one of the free recharging stations scattered around Los Angeles shopping areas. At home, Scott uses solar energy to juice up. He and other EV owners are hoping to persuade California air pollution regulators not to abandon the electric car mandate when they vote on the matter this week.
And we know some of the board members are definitely on our side. We don't know at this point how many.
However, the regulatory staff has recommended letting automakers scrap their EV programs, so Scott knows he has an uphill fight. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Santa Monica.